Headline news continues to play a big factor within our markets. I'm Keith Blundberg with your farm news update. That has been the case here the last couple of days. Headline news that is coming from Washington, D.C., stemming from a tweet the president made last week about importing Argentina beef. Greg Hansen is with Hansen Agri-Commodities in Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
Yeah, and if you think about it, you know, the numbers are talking about bringing in from Argentina, you know, they're normally about, you know, the quadruple sounds like a lot, but it's going to go from 20,000 pounds up to 80. And when you look at the big picture, it's not that much. I mean, is it going to change the price of the grocery store? No, it's not.
Over the course of the last couple of days, we have been experiencing a wild cattle market. It began on Friday with limit down. And then on Monday, limit down plus expanded limits. Chip Nellinger with Blue Reef Agri Marketing, Morton, Illinois, explains.
Yeah, Keith, these rules change a little bit as they go here. But currently, you mentioned those price limits. We hit those on Friday,
mm-hmm.
And so when you hit those price limits, they expand them the next trading day. Of course, the expanded limit now $13.75 in feeders, and we have about the first 8 or 9 contract months here locked the expanded limit down in feeders. Now we haven't seen the live cattle lock the expanded limit yet. I believe some of the deferreds might have touched it for a minute, but certainly sharply lower in the live cattle. I believe they stay at that. They won't expand it again, but if we close these feeders down, the expanded limit, I believe it's another $13.75 limit again tomorrow. Massive volatility could and has ensued here from some of the news that hit this market last week.
With those expanded limits, it definitely makes it an interesting time. With your farm news update, I'm Keith Blundberg.